Unidentified gunmen opened fire today on the Israeli embassy in Mauritania. Charles Collins has this report.
The gunmen fired on the embassy in the early hours of the morning, but were repelled after exchanging fire with embassy guards. The attackers then fled on foot before jumping into a car and fleeing the scene. Emergency services in the capital say some people were wounded in the attack, but Israel's ambassador to Mauritania, Boaz Bismuth, told reporters that no embassy staff were injured. The violence comes during an uneasy time in relations between the two countries. Mauritania is a mostly Muslim country located in northwestern Africa, and it's one of the few members of the Arab League to maintain diplomatic relations with the Jewish state. Several political parties have recently called for the government to sever diplomatic ties with Israel. The attack comes just weeks after the Lisbon-Dakar rally was canceled due to fears of an armed Islamic threat in the country. There were two attacks in late December in which four French tourists and several soldiers were killed. Islamic terrorists linked to al-Qaeda's North African branch claimed responsibility for these recent killings. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the attack on the embassy. I'm Charles Collins.